You're listening to SBS News.
Lunar New Year in China is usually marked by the largest annual human migration in the world. Some 3 billion trips are made over the 16 days of the new moon cycle. That number far surpasses the world's biggest pilgrimages, such as the Hajj, and is more than 7 times bigger than Thanksgiving in America. For many, it's the only time in the year that people get to see their family in person. But this year, pandemic travel restrictions and strict lockdowns in Hong Kong and parts of mainland China have destroyed plans for family reunions. For Chinese-Australian Wayne Seng, that means relying more heavily on video conferencing options.
My 2 other brothers live in separate cities and we usually congregate together with our parents during Chinese New Year. And that this year will not likely be the case. So we will have our own way of celebrating. And Zooming has been a very popular thing now where someone at home will install a camera on a TV, a large plasma TV, and constantly broadcasting between different homes. So you get a feeling that your relatives are simply on the other side or the other room through the TV monitor.
As the president of the Chinese Precinct Chamber of Commerce, Mr. Seng says organisers of festival events across Australia have had to improvise to comply with COVID-19 rules.
And this year's theme is obviously resilience, and our slogan is no bug can stop a dragon. We still want to have celebrations, connect the communities together, and we have morphed the usual format into like a roving format. For those with minimum funds and don't want to take on to the commercial risk, they can use decoration across. We've asked every household, we encourage people to put out some little red symbol, good luck symbol, some little feng shui symbol, symbolizing Chinese New Year on the front window. There will be online celebration. We have encouraged a lot of different restaurant venues, while they still can trade, for example, can hire performance into those venues there so that everyone can still enjoy the Lunar New Year celebration.
The Vietnamese community in Melbourne have also been forced to adapt their in-person festival format for the first time in 30 years. Vice President of the Victorian Chapter of the Vietnamese Community of Australia, Andrew Doe, says it took some work to translate the in-person experience to an online format.
So we've translated a lot of our fun activities and initiatives that we would usually have in a physical festival, but just filmed and we'll broadcast it online to the community and to the general public. So we're trying to capture the essence and the feel of what it would be like to come to one of our festivals, the food, the activities, learning about Vietnamese culture and our heritage and traditions, some great performances, but all that will be captured and broadcast online so that people can enjoy it from the safety of their homes.
The group's youth leaders took the lead in coming up with an online 2-day schedule with activities including a mother and son cook-off challenge. Preparations for the multi-generational family gathering are also underway at the home of Grandma Doe. After living through a 112-day lockdown during Melbourne's second wave, Mr. Doe says he's relieved the household gathering limit has now been increased to 30 people. And even as things change, there's still an emphasis on honouring traditions.
So it is a little bit different this year and requires a bit more planning, but we're still happy that we're able to go around and visit each other and celebrate the new year with friends and family. Things like, you know, the luckiest person in the family should be the first one to enter the house in the new year, that sort of stuff. Yeah, our parents have been very keen to impart that onto us at a very young age.
Chinese-Australian comedian Jennifer Wong is also modifying the customs of the Lunar New Year.
My family in Hong Kong at the moment are organising a Zoom so they can buy leave, so they can exchange New Year greetings in the way that you usually would in person, because even over there, I think they've been really hesitant to get together because of, you know, all the kids are at school via Zoom at the moment. My relatives are working from home still. So the idea of meeting via the internet is still something that is very new. They did Christmas like that, and so I guess one of the good things is that our family will be able to join that Zoom, and in a way it'll be the first time we've seen all of them ever for a new year, because previously we wouldn't have thought to use the technology like that.
After the pandemic shut down live entertainment in 2020, she's returning to the stage as part of events for Lunar New Year in Sydney's large Chinese community in Chatswood. In her performance, she'll be exploring the Lunar New Year traditions and superstitions.
I think it's a nice bit of escapism just to feel like they can enjoy, laugh. Certainly the traditions that are the oddest are things like, you know, don't wash your hair on the first day of the year. Make sure you wash it the day before, because if you wash it on the first day of the year, you'll wash all your luck away. And of course, that comes from the idea that the word for hair sounds like the word for fortune. You know, you shouldn't give people knives because as gifts, because the sharpness indicates an end to the relationship. And it's like, who's giving knives as gifts for New Year? Things like that that we can kind of look at and go, why is it that we do any of the things, the traditions that we do across any culture?
The Mayor of Willoughby City Council, Gail Giles-Gidney, says a lot of planning has gone into ensuring the ticketed events are COVID safe.
From the 3rd of February right through to the 28th, we've got various events attracting different people into the city. We've got around 25% of our population who are Chinese in origin. So you can imagine that they really value these Lunar New Year activities. And we're really hoping that we'll be able to stage events so that people feel like that their life is slowly returning to normal.
Festival events in Perth have been put on hold after Western Australia's 5-day lockdown. It was triggered after a security guard working in hotel quarantine tested positive for COVID-19. In Tasmania, despite zero coronavirus cases in the state, event organisers have decided for the first time in 8 years to cancel this year's annual Lunar New Year Community Festival. Brian Chung, president of the Chinese Community Association of Tasmania, says it was a difficult decision to make.
Previous years we had organised a major Lunar New Year festival in the Parliament House lawns in Hobart, which is an outdoor area. It's very, very good site near the waterfront, and we often have 6,000-8,000 people coming to our festival. So that's what we've done every year, including 2020. But this year, because of COVID and the restrictions on social distancing and all the other rules and regulations, we've agonised over the decision and finally decided we just really can't have a festival this year.
He says planning has already begun for next year and he's looking forward to bringing together all cultures who celebrate Lunar New Year.
We've broadened that out a few years ago because we recognise it's not just the Chinese who celebrate this Lunar Year period, but a lot of the other community, Asian community, who also celebrate. So we sort of open up a bit and welcome those other groups into us, and that's been very good.
Based on the Chinese zodiac and the lunar calendar, 2021 is the year of the ox. Jennifer Wong says she draws strength from that.
An ox is something or someone who's known for their stability, perhaps known for their stubbornness, but also for their reliability. You know, these things obviously aren't hard science, but I do think it's nice to go into a new year with those intentions of hoping for something that is going to bring a little bit more stability to so many people who at the moment are experiencing very vulnerable moments.
Andrew Doe says he's also inspired by the attributes of the ox.
It was an easy 2020, but I think the ox being an animal that is, you know, very strong, very grounded, with lots of hard work and positivity, I think they're excellent values for all of us to bring on into the new year.
The health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Biwa Kwan, SBS News.